for cottage food operators.
Welcome to Kitchen Dough, the food entrepreneur show with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. Okay, this is a great segment because we're going to help. If you want to start your kitchen, we're going to give you the little jump start you need.
There you go. Okay, I was reading through them and almost missed my open. Ay vey. All right.
Welcome to Kitchen Dough, Mary Goulet.
Yep. Glad I showed up. Glad I'm paying attention. So, the first one, Heather.
Picture it. You love to bake cookies. The hour or two that you spend in the kitchen is enjoyable and relaxing. Now, picture yourself in the kitchen for several hours a day, day after day, hour after hour. Do you still love it?
If you say, yes, I do, then move on to step two. Try it. Spend 5 days in your kitchen baking. It would be interesting to do that process and see if you can automatically start to see inefficiencies. Like, I always think of Julia Child, where she would put out the little bowls when mm-hmm. she was making cooking. And, you know, even some of the talk shows in the morning do that, and they, or the cooking shows.
Yeah.
Then they pour this ingredient in, this thing. I think you have to have that kind of system when you're making 10 batches of cookies.
But also know that to get those little bowls of ingredients, somebody had to put those ingredients in those bowls.
And that would be you.
And then guess what? Somebody has to wash those bowls.
I was going to say, that dawned on me, how dumb am I, that who's doing all the dishes?
You. So again, spend 5 days doing it as a bit like a dry run.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not 8 hours in the kitchen for 5 days straight, but maybe it's 2 hours or 3 hours. And so, you know, bake and then clean. Prep, bake, make, whatever you do, and then clean.
Yeah.
Really.
And then question it. Ask people what they think of your recipe. Maybe give them anonymous comment cards. How would you test it in a neighborhood-y type of thing? Like if you weren't ready to make it a solid business, how would you suggest someone test it?
I really start with friends and family. I think that's the best way because I think, and you tell your friends and family, I want your honest feedback. Nobody wants to hurt your feelings, you know. Maybe you could even test it by taking it to the farmers market managers. Say, I'm considering starting this business. Here's my product. They will give you honest feedback. When I started the Malasadas, I took samples to everybody. I had already started the business.
Right? You kind of jumped the curve there.
Exactly, right?
But
if I was just thinking about starting it and I hadn't already started it, I would have been smarter, to take my samples and then have all the farmers market managers, they will give you honest critique.
And when you did go for that, what did you get comment-wise? Did you give them a sample before you were hired on?
Yes. So I first of all, found out when was a good time to approach them. So they'll either say it on their website or I'll send them an email ahead of time and say, this is what I have. And they say, come at this time. They'll give you like a window of time. The first market manager I said, he said, great, sign me up and you can have a space in my market.
Okay. So I'm curious what your family thought when you already committed to it, like your mom and dad.
Oh, but again, I talked about before starting the business, I made sure that I had the support system behind me.
But they didn't taste the donut, so they were relying on you and...
Everyone in my immediate family had.
And they all thought it was great.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right, next one, research. We keep hammering on research, people, because...
Yes, because again, you have to make sure that your recipe qualifies as an acceptable. If you're not going into the shared kitchen right away and you want to start as a cottage food operator, you need to make sure that your recipe qualifies as an acceptable homemade cottage food product. So there are going to be ingredients that you have to make sure are on the cottage food approved list. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't just make whatever you want and be a cottage food person. You have to make sure that, so make sure you do that kind of research. And then make sure you're compliant.
So, again, you know, kind of go shopping. I remember someone saying, if you want to write a book in a particular genre, go read books in that genre.
Yes.
So if you want to make a donut, taste the store donuts, taste the farmer market donuts, taste the donut shops.
The vegan donuts. Yep. Tasia, all the other things too. Yep, I, you know, and then I'm also going to say, we're doing this quick start guide for cottage food operations, but if you're, things change if you want to go directly into a shared kitchen. Because all of a sudden, all the approved cottage food lists, those things kind of go away. And you can really, if you're in a shared commercial, if you're in a commercial kitchen, you can pretty much make whatever you want to make. That's where people do catering. You know, they make all kinds of things. So
I didn't know that.
Baked goods to jams to, you know, prepared meals. So we're talking about cottage food operations in this, but if you really have a product that you really think doesn't qualify, and you can consider a shared kitchen concept, and then these rules kind of go out the window.
And then, of course, testing it with the rest of your support system.
Yep. And shopping it. Yep.
Okay.
We talked about that.
Yep. And taking it, if you will get, if it's good, you're going to get comments like, you should sell this. Well, there's your first order.
Take it.
Take it. You're so funny. And they're like, well, wait, you should give it to me for free. No, it's a business.
It's a business. And you do have to get yourself in that mindset.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to take money.
In all ways, shapes, or forms.
Yeah.
Venmo, you're PayPal, selling it. Cash.
Yeah. And don't be, you know, at first I thought, oh, I'm, you know, am I overpricing these things? You know, and then you all of a sudden you realize how much work goes into it. And you're like, heck no. Give me that.
And then talking about that, you've got to write out that business plan.
Yeah.
And even if it's on the proverbial napkin, like this is, I've already sourced my ingredients. This is the best pricing I can get. This is how many I'm going to need. Because this is my question. How did you know how many batches and donuts you would take to your first farmer's market? How do you guess that? Or do you ask the farmer, the market manager?
No, because they can't tell you either, really. They don't know what is going to be there. They can't guarantee you any kind of response. I should have undershot. I overshot. And so I had waste. So that's the other thing. Like the two of the biggest expenses I have in my business are labor and waste.
Fire them.
Right? Both out the door. So I would have been better off selling out. Yeah, I would have been better making less dough and then selling out and saying, oh, I'm sorry, I sold out.
Well, then you would have created more demand for the next week.
Thank you. Right? Little buzz. Oh, we better get there early and get donuts because she sells out.
Why don't you do that? Or do you now?
I don't do that yet. I'm always, you know what it is? I shouldn't make too much. I always make too much because I don't want to leave money on the table.
Because you already made the dough.
Yeah. Or no, I always make more dough than I think I'm going to need because I don't ever want to not turn someone away. But it is a thing.
It's a strategy.
It's a strategy for sure. And it's probably a better strategy than what I'm doing.
No, it's a good... What are you going to lose? You just didn't overmake the dough, but you made dough.
But I didn't lose money in the dough that I made, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, last two. Prep your kitchen, prep your office, organize the pantry and every cupboard shelf, deep clean every nook and cranny. Think of your home kitchen as a professional kitchen. Yes.
And then do the same thing in your home office and your workspace because it is a business. So making sure that all your... organized and ready to go in your kitchen and in your business where the business part of your business takes place.
And then getting into the creative part of designing your logo and color palette and all that for your brand. There was something I was going to add. It was brilliant, but now I can't remember. It was something to do with the efficiencies.
Yes. Just go for it, though.
Yeah.
The best thing about being a food entrepreneur is actually doing it and going for it. That's why we do this show. This is why we do Kitchen Dough.
Yes. So start making notes about your own possible cottage food for your kitchen. You've been listening to Kitchen Dough, the Food Entrepreneur Show. Until next time.